ridiculous. The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Man, we're talking kombucha. And if you've not had this conversation, you want to listen up right here, because I've been turned on to something that is very good for me, so I'm being told, and it tastes really good. And in this world, a lot of times that doesn't happen. So it has this time. And Bob, thanks for bringing Jeff over here.
You just made my day, yeah. Randy. You made my day, because I know I'm preaching a little bit about eating healthy. I mean, it might sound like that, and I was worried that you were going to look at this and just have a fit.
No, I'm good.
So I'm glad you like it.
The labels are entertaining. That got my attention.
Yes, yeah. Beautiful girls on the label. That always helps. So let's talk a little bit of salmon burgers.
All right.
And with these salmon burgers, we're going to pair those with Better Made sea salt and vinegar chips, because fish and chips, that's a no-brainer. And
right.
I love vinegar on my fries, so the vinegar fish and chips are going to be great. And Better Made, my mouth's watering again, they have a vinegar and sea salt potato chip that is just addicting.
And they're healthy.
Addicting.
Right.
They're extremely healthy.
Right, yeah.
But I want to talk about a salmon burger.
Okay.
Did you ever make them?
I do.
You make salmon patties.
I make salmon patties. He said there was no alcohol in this. I make salmon patties. And
I didn't say you wouldn't get a natural
right,
high.
I tend to pan fry them in a little bit of oil.
As do most people.
Because I like that crust
yeah.
on the outside.
Yeah.
Yep. But and I don't have a recipe per se. A lot of times it'll be canned salmon if I don't have any fresh.
Very common.
But other than that, what do you got, man? It's your salmon burger, not mine.
Yeah. This is something that I made for my new son-in-law. And
this guy's got a big impact on your life. He's taking you ice fishing. He took you deer know, hunting. Now he's making you eat salmon.
You know, he's a good kid, and he likes eating the things. My daughter Maggie loves, she makes her own kombucha. So I told her you were coming on the show. She was like all about it. She makes her own. And you can do that, right? They actually sell kits, I believe.
Rabbit Trail.
We sell kits.
You sell kits.
Yeah.
There you go. We're going to get into that.
Rabbit Trail to our tap room.
We're going to get a bunny trail. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take and this salmon that I had, Christian gave me because he caught it up on the PM
right.
when we were deer hunting. So I'm going to, in the food processor, I'm going to put all this stuff in and chop it to fine. It's going to be a pound of salmon, skinless and boneless.
Raw?
Yes.
Yep.
A couple green onions, some fresh chopped dill.
Ooh.
Yep.
And love that flavor profile.
Some parsley and some panko, an egg, 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise, the zest from one lemon, so a lot of lemon zest.
Right.
I'm going to go heavy on that.
Right.
I love lemon with fish and
lemon zest is the peel. You scrape it off and put it in there. Wash it off when you get it from the store.
Yep.
But then
salmon needs a lot of help in my book.
Well, I understand that
because it's got that punky trout thing going.
Right, right, or salmon taste. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trout's a little oilier than salmon, but
worse.
It does have a strong The salmon has a salmon taste, right?
Yeah, it does.
Right. So,
I'm also going to put some Worcestershire, kosher salt, or sea salt. Be appropriate to put sea salt.
Right. Yeah.
And some black pepper.
Lake salt.
And then a little bit of Old World Olives garlic EVO.
Okay.
And I'll throw this all in the food processor and just get it for,
I'm saying you're going to pulse that. You're not going to grind it up because you don't want it to be in this pasty.
Right.
You still want it a little chunky.
Right.
So I just pulse it a few times and bust that stuff up. And because with all the herbs and things you're putting in there, you just want to open them up and get that flavor going.
Yeah, I probably left it like 15 seconds at a crack, and then I took my spatula and went around the food processor, ran it all back in, hit it for 10, 15 seconds, and did that maybe 3 times. It was done.
Right.
It doesn't take much. So, and then just basically made them like meatballs and then flattened them out nicely. And I've got my little device that puts the onion on a stick, and I dip it in oil and I run it over the grate and I put a patty down. Oily onion, run it over the grate, put a patty down. I did that and I left them on maybe 4 minutes
so you
on
grilled
medium
these.
Heat. Yep.
You grilled these?
Medium heat.
Gas grill.
I did them on the tack.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Because it was cold and fast.
Yep.
And then about the time they wanted to separate from that grate, they were ready to flip.
right? But you're only rolling them once.
Yes.
Right? Cook one side, roll the other. You don't want to handle these things too many times because they'll fall apart.
They were really good.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I'd like them.
Yeah.
But I wanted to cook this
Well, you
salmon.
Camouflaged them with a lot of stuff. There was more stuff than salmon in there, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, but a typical salmon patty or a lobster roll or any of those things like that, they all, crab cakes.
Sure.
They all have a lot of stuff in them.
Right.
You need binders.
Yep. Can you throw that recipe up on the Grilling Guys?
I'll do that.
Okay. So, Jeff, having heard all the stuff that was in there, I'm just dying for the health benefits of a kombucha with my salmon. Which one of these would you probably put with that?
Yep. So you've got the I'm going to take both of you guys as my examples. You got Adventurous Bob, and we've got like we got to get you in here, right? So
right. So
you're going to go more after the ginger one. So you're going to have that ginger, and kombucha has this natural acidity to it that has a lot like a lemon texture to it, lemon flavor to it. So the ginger we have is sort of like a ginger ale with lemon in it.
Yep.
So it's going to really blend with it.
It's fabulous. I'm having some right now.
Moscow Mule with this.
It's amazing.
Really?
Yep.
But now you'd have my wife's interest.
For the more adventurous person, we've got our Root of Life, which is the beet ginger turmeric, and it's sort of got this magenta color to it, so it kind of brings on that whole like...
Did you say beet?
Beet, ginger, and turmeric, you know.
So you had me at beet.
Yeah, so right. You've got this whole like... it's adventurous, you know. But it's got the whole take of like drinking a red wine with this, you know, the salmon burger is delicate and gorgeous. So why not have something that's, you know, robust with it to balance it back out?
I've done some roasted beet recipes, and Jop very often goes cross-eyed when I start talking about beets. So I love talking about it.
We're going to open this thing right here now, and we're going to taste this beet ginger turmeric, you know, the Root of Life, because it is designed for people who do not like beets to have beets in their life. And
it's right up your alley.
One thing we think about with marinades, people don't think about with marinades sometimes is how you can actually change the color. And when you change that color of your meat, you sometimes can bring in this whole new enhancement for people, you know? So let me take it from like the weird hippie side for grilling guys. You know,
right,
it's like sometimes, you know, I was a vegan and didn't eat meat for 13 years. Thank God I eat every single meat I can possibly have.
That's why we haven't invited him before, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know? But I still like color presentation.
Sure.
So like you soak your salmon in this magenta color, you're going to get that magenta color.
That's funny you'd say that because fish is one of the few things I marinate.
Yep.
I don't marinate much.
Sounds like you don't like the taste of fish too sometimes.
Well, right. I don't like salmon and trout.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's a fresh salmon, yeah.
Yep.
But if it's not fresh,
but you don't want to
put it on cedar.
Yeah, you don't want to cover the flavor up. What you want to do is bring out the parts of it you like.
Right.
And so one of the things that's different with kombucha versus other marinates is the fact that it's got a bunch of different constituents in it and it's still living. It actually will go into the meat and understand if it's working with a soft meat, it gets that. If it's working with a hard meat, it gets that. So like, you know, a lot of people will marinate things in vinegar or different, you know, sauces.
Acid.
But they're dead. Yeah. We used to marinate things in living fermented stuff that we had, you know, buried underground and stuff like
Seriously.
That. So, well, yeah. I mean, you think they had Coca-Cola and, you know, Sriracha back 3,000 years ago?
Probably.
Right. So this, interesting, this one doesn't have a very strong aromatic to it. The ginger one did. It was
you can really taste very big, the beet, though.
Mm-hmm. But it does taste like the beet, and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 4 for 4 on trying these things, man.
I feel like I'm winning then.
Well, you are. Check the box, right? Yeah, you won. But you know what? It seems kind of girly, but with this pink color. But this is really man beverage. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Yeah, I'm feeling like a man. I'm feeling healthier than I've felt in days. Today's man law. Here we go, talking about getting rid of things. Whenever possible, men shall allow one empty urinal of separation in the bathroom with three or more urinals. Law is void if there are dividers.
That's right, yeah. If you've got the little wall there.
And I didn't make that up.
Look forward, read the little Johnny advertising. You know, no glancing down left to right. No need.
This came,
get your business done and be out of there.
This came right from the founding fathers. So
did it?
This is serious
All
stuff.
Right, man. Yeah, be a straight shooter, right? That's the moral of that story.
Oh, yeah. So I think the salmon patties would be good. We could talk a little more about some grilled fish if you want, but main thing is find yourself a good supplier of these seafood products.
Sure.
Trident makes a great one. In Michigan, we have somebody called Superior Seafoods.
Yep.
If you see their packaging.
Local fishmonger, if you
stay away from
one.
The Chinese fish. That's right. All I can tell you. You don't want any commie right. fish.
Coming up next, we're going to roast your turkey. Stick with us. We'll be back.